Blog Talk Radio.
At the 35th anniversary of the world, we remember what life really is.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day,
I feel good tonight as we cross with our ancestors tonight. And I want to tell you, those that come to tonight, I'm glad to see you, Deborah Ann, in the queue tonight. And Deborah Ann, if you have those prophecies, I want you to read them for me. I hope you got them. Them prophecies that we got, I hope you got them where you can read them for us. And these are the prophecies for 2023. I hope you got them. If you got them, you can read them right quick. Because we got a pretty good program for you tonight. I feel excited. Do you have those prophecies for 2023, Deborah Ann?
Hold on, Bishop. Yes, hold on.
Okay, get them to read them for us. As she gets ready read them for us, I'm feeling kind of good about what happened. Those that need to call me, you can call me at 312-758-0323-0223-708-582-0372. If you got a need, you plan to see. I'm talking about, before she begin to read, I want to talk about what's going on with the UFO. And right now, I was speaking to Bright Star. It's a tsunami going on up in South Dakota, Nebraska right now. It's a blizzard for 3 days there. It's in the book. It's in the prophecy. Citing the UFOs is in the prophecy. The death of a president and the death of a Democratic Party and Republican Party is in the book. I want to give honor to Jimmy Carter as one of the great presidents that we had in this history, that when he got out of prison, he began to build houses and stuff. We're going to read prophecy for 2023. Take and put it down. Prophecy for 2023. Lorraine, I want to tell you, I heard from Mickey. Mickey, I'm going to say this thing because I'm calling his ancestor. I said, Mickey, what you want with me? Bishop, I ain't mad at you. Well, she said, I ain't mad at you. But tell Lorraine it's going to be all right. Tell everybody that's around me, that was with me, all is well. And tell Lorraine, don't worry. She went to laughing. And you know I'm mad at you, bitch. I said, why are you mad at me? You know I'm mad at you. I apologize to her in the spirit. And guess who she was with? Prophet John was sitting there, sitting in the chair, and she's sitting there. I said, look at this him. Sometimes this is crossing with our ancestors tonight. So this is a blessing with you. We're going to read the prophecy. And I want to tell you, before you read the prophecy, young lady, Lena Mesa Bishop, tell them that I want this to go. This with this idea going to work and pull my family together. And tell her don't give up. And tell all of them that I want them to be a part of this business to keep alive. And she had told me, put a big picture up on the wall. When they walk in the door, they see her picture smiling. That's what I'm going to tell them. And she said, anything else, we'll straighten it out in the spirit realm. And that's, as I cross over tonight, I want you to read Psalms 23, and I want you to read Psalms 91. And let me tell you, my grandmother was a prophet on my mother's side. My grandmother on my father's side, she was a Hindu worker. And she said, hey, I don't believe in church. But what she did, it worked. And I just want to let you know, I had it from both sides, from my father's side, from my mother's side. So I know I'm full-blood prophet. Hello, thank you, Shine Spirit. Don't laugh, Deborah. I'm talking full-blood stuff now, you know. And I said, Lena May, tell me which one of your daughters. She said, I want Deborah Ann to run it, and I want, and I said, who else? She said, now, Bishop, I'm telling you. And I said, okay, I want Deborah Ann to coordinate all this. I don't want nobody to coordinate it but her. And they got to work through her, I say. And she said, it's an important thing I'm going to say to you. You got to tell her. Don't tell on the radio. I ain't going to tell you on the radio, Darren, what she said. She gave me a write-up on everybody. Uh-huh. And told me what they want them to do. I'm going to tell you what you can tell them. I said, okay. Now, I want to tell you, Lorraine, Mickey said all is well. And don't worry about Mama, what she doing. So, you know, and she's telling me something you got to use, Lorraine, to calm that spirit down. The doctor might say it's dementia, but it's not. It's something else. Okay? So I want you to know that. I say. And when I begin to prophesy, I see something. Now, Debbie, you can read that, them prophecies. This is the prophecy for 2023. You can go on and read that.
Okay, earthquake will occur in California in 2023. Earthquake will occur in Russia and Alaska. More corporations will reduce their working force and cover to automation. Floods will occur in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas. The water will flow into the Gulf. The Midwest, Illinois, Wisconsin, Ohio, Minnesota, and Dakota will experience blizzard types of weather. The country will
Hold on that prophecy right there. It's happening in Minnesota right now. It's happening in Wisconsin right now. And it's happening in St. Paul, Minnesota. The girl just called me and said they got a blizzard for 3 days. Go ahead on. That's prophecy I just said. It's happening as we speak. Okay, read on.
Okay, the country will experience extreme heat going through to September. Due to electrical grind tampering by terrorists, the country will experience frequent blackouts. Weather conditions also will be affected. The government will admit their role in a contributing the opioid epidemic. Because of the massive miseducation of students, the government will revamp the entire public school system. Mass shootings will continue to occur in schools, churches, colleges, and shopping malls. There will be a mass movement across the U.S. to ban illegal assault weapons. Protests will take place in Washington, D.C. Death will occur with the Republican and Democratic parties.
Thank you for that. Now, that's some of the problem. That ain't all of it. That's just some of it. And I want to thank you, darling, for that. I want to tell you tonight, as we cross over our ancestors, I want to deal a little bit with that before we go a little bit further. If you got a need in our ministry, you plant a seed, because we want to move to your town. I was intent to go up to Minnesota, but it's blizzard. But I'm going to hit Mississippi. I'm going to hit Arkansas, Louisiana, Freeport. I'm gonna trace all the places Dr. King went. So, Deborah, I want you to begin to look at all the places Dr. King went, because I want to go to every town he went and have some kind of service or something there. And I want to say to you, down in Mississippi, down in Yazoo City, Mother Love, I'm praying for you in Yazoo City. I want to tell you, I want you to know those that's in Yazoo City, those that in Lexington, Durant. I'm praying for you in Durant, Sister Dolores, in Pickens, Mississippi. I'm praying. So as we cross over with the ancestors tonight, I want to tell you, Nette, all is well, but the Spirit said it's some things that you got to do. Your mother came to me and your grandmother came to me. Death came, and Death looked at me and laughed. Are you still kicking? I said, yes, Death, I'm still kicking. You tell them girls of mine, my family, to get it together. Because I'm holding this down in the other on the other side. And when I want to tell you, when I got to talk to Prophet Lena May, she told Angie, get somewhere and sit down, because I'm handling this. I laughed. and her two daughters were there with her. She said, bitch, they ain't going to believe it, but you just tell them. You tell them I'm looking for Gary Wayne to straighten out. And she demanded from me to come and see Tick and Gary Wayne and get him a word. And she said, bitch, when you give them a word, they're going to change. That's what she told me. I said, and I believe when I give them the word, they're going to change. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, I'm crossing over tonight. Tonight is crossing over with ancestors. I say, put that down. Crossing over with ancestors. That means I'm talking to people in the spirit world. I'm talking to people, and maybe you need for me to cross over with somebody for you. Press 1 on your phone. Your hand will come up. And maybe you got a name that you want, that person, you want to know what that person got to tell you. I want to tell you, Sister Betty out of Arkansas, and your sister told me to tell you, everything that was done wrong, and you was dead right. She said, they turned their back on me, but she told me to tell you, everything can turn around. What they did, leave them alone, because the thing gonna happen. And she said, you know, and the Spirit brought it to you. Don't worry about it. She said, don't you worry about that. You stay healthy and stay prayerful. She gave me Psalms 90 for you to read and Psalm 51. And when I was in the spirit world, guess who came up? Your daughter came up and looked at you and said, Mama, leave it alone. It'll work itself out. And you know what I'm talking about. Said, Mama, leave it alone. I say, and work out. And you know, when I seen her, she had a purple dress on. She was looking good. And she was looking young. She said, leave it alone. And don't let them use you up. You do what you want to do. Thank you, Tan Spirit. And all is well. As I go in the spirit world tonight, in all that ways acknowledge God, and that what Prophet John says all the time, in all that way acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Thank you, kind spirit. I want to tell you, 0372, I see your hands up. Francis told me to tell you that everything going to be all right. And she want you to read Psalms 41 and 18 at a work. And I want you 45, 15, Psalm 46, Psalm 4, and Psalm 11. That'll work for you. Now, I'm going to you 12:38, Psalm 11, 29. All is well. It was a spirit sent to make you sick. Somebody brought it to you, okay? But I want to tell you, Prophet Johnson said, baby, work with that turpentine and olive oil, and you know what to do. Thank you. That's what he told me to work with, the doorknob and work with all that. Now, Prophet Johnson is in the spirit realm. He said the only somebody got his gift is you. You can out. And he said he's going to walk with you. And something he wants you to do very personal. I can't tell you on the radio, but I'm going to tell you what he told me to tell you to do. And once you do it, everything gonna work out. And he told me, so when you get your money, take your vacation. Thank you. I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, James. I'm crossing over with ancestors tonight, I say. And what the ancestors give me, I'm telling you what's going on. And when the ancestors, I'm going to give you your, okay, and I'm looking at your number, 0139, Psalm 48, and Psalms 9. And your daughter says, set up a glass of water by her pitcher, read the 23rd number Psalm over it, and blow on it. It's a revelation now that's coming to you. You can do it tonight or whenever you want to do it. So don't worry back of all this stuff that the witches going to set up on your grandson going to be broke up on her son. Thank you, kind spirit. And she said, Mama, you know I'm with you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to 8677. You're in the midst of a blizzard. But there's a lady in the spirit world saying, you don't stop singing and get your catalog together, because this summer you're going to travel to help people. So you say, well, who I'm going to be with? You're going to be with yourself, and God's going to put some people with you to help you work some things out, okay? So you say, well, I want this man to help me. He ain't going to help you because he got his own battle to fight, and he all messed up anyway. So sometimes it's better to stay away and let God put somebody else in your vibration to help you move. Now, I'm going to Mississippi. 9141, Psalm 12 and Psalm 13. When I look at you, it's a divine healing come over you, and you got to testify. What I'm going to do tonight, that your mother told me, said, Bishop, let her testify what happened to her eye. Hold on. I'm going to you down in Mississippi. Now, 9141, your line is open, but before you testify, the spirit of your mother came and told me, I'm just letting her know that if somebody sick, I don't know if it's your son or somebody sick, but she got a remedy for them to get healed, but she want me to tell you that in private. So your line is open. You can give your testimony what happened to you. 9141. Go ahead on.
I went blind in my right eye. I couldn't see. I had a lot of blood leakage in the back of it. And I thought I was going to have surgery, but it cleared up. After about talking to my doctor.
Amen.
Got an injection in it. Uh-huh. I couldn't see anything but light.
You didn't have to have that surgery after all?
No.
So how you feeling now?
Feel good.
That's from your ancestors. That's divine healing taking place. And this is a testimony for all them that listening, that your ancestors, and look, I want to ask you, is another lady around your mother? I don't know who she is, but she's kind of short, and she was there with you. Who, do you know her name?
Might be my grandma, an older lady.
Yeah, she's an older lady.
Might be my grandma.
She got gray hair, and she got a plaited on both sides.
That might be my grandma.
Okay. Now, what her name?
Joanna.
Joanna or Anna?
Joanna.
Well, I'm going to tell you, her spirit been around you, and her spirit been telling you, giving you some information about some things that's going to be all right in your family. It's you know something? Joanna is telling me that it's some things you need to do around your house. You know what I'm saying? In the back, in the front, in the back. But I can't tell you over the air, but when you call me, I'll tell you what you need to do, okay?
Okay.
Because sickness keeps coming to them children, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, she told me to tell you what to do. Thank you, kind spirit. It's a loss of jealousy of you, but your ancestors with you, and they said long life, okay?
Yeah.
And it's some money tied up. It's some money tied up going to be loosened up for you. And I'm going to tell you how you can get this money, okay? After the show, you call me, and we'll discuss that. Okay?
All right.
I say. Thank you. Okay. Now, I'm looking in the spirit tonight. I'm calling over. I say it's ancestors. Now, I'm going from Texas to Louisiana, I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to Las Vegas right now. I'm going to tell you, Dr. Gibson, your father told me to tell you don't mess with nothing. Nobody trying to give you that belongs to him. But what he got for you, he said you're going to get it automatically. Thank you, Chance Spirit. And you and your sister discuss it, and it'll be all right. And he dressed up, and he's looking good, and he's smiling. Uh-huh. I'm going to leave that alone. That's for you, Dr. Gifford. I say. Told me to tell you, don't forget to have your own clinic. It's going to be in Mississippi or Texas, not in Las Vegas. It's going to be in Mississippi or Texas. That's where you're going to do your practice at. I say. Thank you. Let me see who else I'm looking at tonight. If you got a message, we're going into March. Archangel Michael is the angel of March. And I want you to read going into this month. Psalms 119. You read it east, west, north, and south. If you don't understand that, call me. I'll tell you what that means. Time you do it is something you got to do when you do it those ways. Thank you, Cassie. I show. And I want to let you know, this year is a year for each person listening. It's a year of prosperity. It's a year for you to be healed. It's a year for you to take charge of your life, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Woo, glory, hallelujah. I just feel that the spirit realm this year is going to be more stronger. And I ain't talking about no church. I'm talking about spirit. You know what I'm saying? And I was talking to Ray Hagen earlier. He said, Bishop, let the people listen because I got to tell them the truth because they've been lied to. I said, they not be ready. He said, they ain't ready for it. Give it to them anyway. What he told me to do. I talked to me in St. Louis. And he said, give it to them anyway. And he got the African Village Church, okay? He said, they got to learn. You got to get out of that. But as I cross over tonight, I shall see what I've ancestors. I feel that a loss of truth gonna come out. And those that lost loved ones. Now you said, well, Bishop, I lost somebody. Now, I want to tell you, Lola, Mrs. is ancestors now. And she walked in and out and looked and be grinning, that smile on her face. And she said, Bishop, I'm doing good in the spirit realm. I see more. People I'm taking care of that was very bad to me. She talking about some males that was very unruly to her. She gonna take them down in spirit realm. I say. Now y'all listening to me, I'm getting it to you off the top. I ain't shoveling nothing. I'm getting it to you. Now I want everybody to read this. Exodus 23:20. And when you read it, St. Michael, that's the angel of March. And we get ready to go into March. that God can give you a financial blessing, a financial covenant, a breakthrough. Mary Hawkins, I'm glad to see you on the air. I want you to read, I want you, the Psalm 6 and Psalm 33. And if you get the 23rd number Psalm, press 1, because I want you to read that for us. And she's in Detroit, the Motor City, okay? Now, in my prophecy, people rushing buying them electric cars, you better hold up. Because my grandmother used to tell me, Lorraine, used to tell me, Joanne, look, when lightning come, boy, go sit your ass down because it's lightning and thunder. That's what she told me. Now, them electric cars, they're going to draw lightning and thunder. And if you out there driving and it's storming, you better go park it and cut that engine off because electricity draw electric. Hello. Now, that would happen when I was coming up as a child. It ain't changed, and the car dealership ain't telling you. I guess when 4 or 5 people get killed, 1,000 people get there and say, well, we got to regroup. But I'm giving you a heads up in my prophecy. You need to leave them electric cars alone because they just putting them out there, you know, saying, well, we're going to get them. You know, if you got to pay a little bit more for gas, you pay for gas and stay alive. That's what I'm saying. And that's happening with that. Mary, did you get Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd. I say. When I go in the spirit world, I just feel St. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22. And Genesis 17, verse 5, God wants to change your relationship, power relationship. Thank you, kind spirit. And when God do that, he bless you. Let me go to Detroit and see if she might not have a phone on. And I want to tell you tonight, those that got phones and the people tell you, you can't get my radio station, you get rid of them, some people, because they lying. I talked to the radio station, it's a bishop. They don't supposed to charge nobody. If you got unlimited phones, you go to call this number. I got two numbers. 599-0373. Call that number. 714-816-4685. Then you call the other number, and they don't supposed to charge you for that number. That's a scam. Somebody running on you not to get the station. And you tell them. Because, man, they don't charge nobody for the station. Now, you can call 515-605-9890. That will get this radio station. Thank you. Mary.
Yes.
God bless you. How you feeling just tonight?
I feel good.
That's good. Now, I want you to read Psalm 23, and I want to tell you, and your mother stood there with her arm folded and looked through everything and said, all is well, and this year is the year for you to prosper. This is the year for your business to start. This is the year for a financial breakthrough, and I don't want you to stop looking for a new house. Because I ain't got no money. When you find it, the economics going to be there, and ain't nobody got to give it to you. The spirit of your ancestors going to get it for you. Read the 23rd number Psalm for us. Thank you, kind spirit.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Go ahead on.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just
thank you, Mary. I just got a revelation knowledge when she was reading that. When she was reading that, I want you going into March to get you some olive oil, anoint from the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet. Everybody listening, it's for you. It ain't for no, it's for everybody. And I want you to read that 23rd number Psalm over that oil. If you got rheumatism, if you got pain, if you do what I tell you to do as the prophet of God, you're going to get healed. Hello. You get some olive oil. Read the 23rd number and anoint from the bottom of your face, your hand, all over your body. And you anoint yourself with that oil. In the name of the Almighty God. And you're going to get a breakthrough. I say. Now, if you have a problem with headache, you anoint your head. Problem with your knee, you anoint your knee. Problem with your toe, you anoint your toe. Problem with your limb, anoint your limb. Okay. Whatever you got a problem with, that's what you anoint. But you make sure you anoint your whole body. Okay? Now, I want you to, this month, going into March, I want you to plant a seed for the mark to my ministry, and I'm going to give you a scripture that's going to bring you a great blessing. I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at that scripture that the ancestors are giving me for you to read. Open up a financial book. It said Proverbs 22 verse 1. Proverbs 22 verse 1. Okay. Great richness and love is coming your way. Ashe, our ancestors. Now I want to tell you, see, when I be picking up spirits, the spirits come to talk to me. And, thank you, Kathy. Now, I got a message for you, Prophet Lorraine, but I got to tell you private because it got something to do with your mother. I got to tell you what to do. And once you do it, it's going to calm some stuff down. Because I want to tell y'all, sometimes you got to wait on the ancestors to tell you. The doctor will give you high blood pressure, low blood, tell you you're going to die, going to give you cancer. But when you begin to call, I say to your ancestors, they said, no, do this. I had one lady come, and the doctor said that she had a problem. And her grandmother come and told her what to do. She cut all her hair off and burned it. That pain in her head went away. They're talking about she had brain cancer. When she cut her hair bald-headed, like her grandmother told her to do, and burned that hair, whatever it was, it went away. The doctor said, what you do? She said, well, I just pray. She didn't even tell the doctor what happened. See, sometimes you got to go to the Almighty, and you got to have, now let me tell you, you can have a handful of faith, but if you got a bucket of truth, let me say it again, you can have a handful of faith don't mean nothing, but a bucket of truth, and it's hard for you to believe truth. It's hard for some of you to believe that the ancestors, I say, will carry you and heal you, and they in the spirit realm now. They're your ancestors, okay? And it's a loss of ancestors coming back for judgment because these people are doing a lot of evil. I'm praying for that family. That little baby got shot, all that crazy. I've already invoked Archangel Michael to catch them people that did that shooting that killed that family. I've already called on Archangel Michael and the band angel, go and get them, and you're going to hear from them before the end of March. They're going to be caught, or they're going to be dead. Graveyard dead. But when you know it, you say, oh, that's the one did it. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. I'm giving you a word. When you pray and ask God, he moves quick, fast, in a hurry. I call on Michael and the ancestors to go move on all this evil that these demons that's going on that's making it so bad for people that are innocent calling for that. I don't care where you at. I'm going to tell you where. Now, I prophesied there's going to be a big march in Washington. Let me tell you where you'll know. Every college, all the students are going to get together and go to Washington. They're going to demand for the crooked Republican and the crooked Democrat to stop the ban, the selling of these salt rifles. The young folks are going to rise up, and they're going to turn this thing around. I said it, and I won't take it back. I say. You just write it down in your book. When it happens, the bishop said it. Thank you, Senator. All is well. Now, right now, if you want a message, press 1 on your phone, because I'm going to go to another page. I'm going to another page. If you want a message, I'm going to give you that message. Thank you, kind spirit. I gave you the scripture. See, when you come on early, you get what I'm telling you. Come on late, you miss it, okay? I ain't talking about no witty invention. I'm talking about the power of God. I'm talking about the key for success and the key to heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. Pearl, I want to tell you, Psalms 12 and Psalm 5, and I want a testimony out of you. Thank you. And your mother said, Bishop, tell Pearl to testify and tell her when she need to get some new pair of shoes and be able to go out and don't stay stuck in the house. Pearl, you're on now.
Give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I would like to say tonight that I'm doing okay, and I feel all right. And I want to thank God for it, because if it wasn't for him, I couldn't make it. And the Lord really has been good to me. And I thank him for everything he is doing for me.
Now, I want to ask you this, Emperor. How long your husband been passed in the spirit realm? About a year?
13 months tomorrow.
Okay, 13, I guess that's why your spirit came. He sat in a chair with an army uniform on. Was he in the service?
Yes, he went in the service. He stayed for 2 years.
Well, the spirit said that he's in service now in the spirit realm. So with an army uniform on, I guess he worked with Micah doing something. But he don't want you to worry. Something he told me to tell you. He said all that stuff of his will need to be gone. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You just took it and moved it out. Huh?
Just about everything gone. One bag of clothes.
He want all that stuff that he left there. He wanted out. Give it away or burn it. He didn't want nothing there because he's in the lift. And he said everything going to be all right. What else he told me to tell you? He went to laughing. He said, stay off of grandson to stay on his case so he can do something. And what he was talking about, he went to laughing about, I ain't going to tell you on the air, but I'm going to tell you what he was laughing about. But when you call me after the show, I'm going to tell you what he's laughing about with your grandson. And he told me to tell that if y'all son happy, let him stay happy. They need to be happy. Because
yes,
there's a lot of stuff that later them broke up off of him. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of stuff that he don't do no more. Okay?
He don't.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Your husband told me to tell you with a smile. And let me tell you something. The reason I look at him, he dressed up like he in the army, and that spirit told me that he's fighting a loss of demon spirit otherwhere else. You know what I'm saying? But he want to let you know everything is all right. I say.
Well,
I'm crossing
God
over
that.
Tonight. Yeah. And this is what he told me to tell you. The last thing he told me to tell you, fill out some paperwork because it's some money that you're going to be able to get from the government. It's a new program they just put for widows. So you have your niece or somebody to look it up, and you'll get another little piece of money. I say. Okay, that's what you do with that. So you have to stay on top of this. Okay. And I want to say this here. Your mother came and visited your brother that lost his wife. She come and pulled her arm and looked. And she didn't say nothing. She just looked. Because she felt that that y'all know what was happening, and she holding things down, okay? And what I mean she holding things down, she holding things down with the rest of them. She said that she will always be indebted to you because you did exactly what she told you to do with the family, okay? And she want Mary to walk into her prophetic gift. And stuff that being, and want y'all to work together in that. I say. So as I cross over tonight, I feel good because we going into the spirit realm, and that spirit realm giving us a breakthrough of something going on. I'm going to 11:37. I want you to read Psalms 39 and Psalm 41. Now, I see your hand up. You got something you want to ask? 37:11. Now, I want to tell you this. It's a great job that your grandmother wants you to do. She wants you to be able to be a master chef in her restaurant. She's a television. I want her to be able to be the chef in my restaurant. I don't care what nobody else said. And she told me to tell you that what's gone is gone, and don't try to put it back together because you're going to new heights. Thank you, Shine Spirit. That's for 37:11, all is well. Mm-hmm. It's something I got to tell you. She told me to tell you, but I can't tell you on the air. I got to tell you private. Glory, hallelujah. God is just good anyway. Mm-hmm. And now, I want you to know that what happened to you, I'm talking 37:11. She said, that's good that you got out, because she said, this young man got a spirit on him from his family members, and they don't like you. But you let them go ahead on, and the other one you go on too, because you don't need none of them. God has gave you the knowledge and the wisdom to be all right. I say. I'm going to leave that alone. That's what the Spirit said. Thank you, kind Spirit. Let me see. Now, anything you want to ask, your line, anything you want to ask before I go to somebody else? 37:11, all is well.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. And I want you to know everything going to be all right, and it's going to be a big breakthrough for you. Let me tell you what the Spirit's saying. You ain't seen yet with God. God got a blessing for you that the people going to get jealous. And I see a brick house. I ain't talking about no rent house. God going to give you some property and give you your own house. You've been asking for it. He's going to give it to you. You got to stay focused. Because you, and she said, you know, she said, in all of my grandkids, just the one that can pick me up. She said, you pick her up, and you got a spirit of obedience. Thank you, kind Spirit. So don't let nothing worry you. You're going to be all right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, kind Spirit. As I cross over with the ancestors, I say, it's doors open up and things working. Father God, we come in the name of the Almighty God. I say our ancestors, those that gone on before us, and those that heal us, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Almighty God, we declare victory, we declare overseer, we declare business, and we declare breakthrough. Thank you, Counselor. And God's going to get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want you to get ready that everything God promised, he said he's going to give it to them that love him. And I'm going to tell you tonight, I feel that God got a blessing, and I want to tell you your name on it, and the devil can't steal it because God gave it to you, so it belongs to you. You got to accept it, and once you accept it, God's going to bless you quick, fast, and somebody, the bishop, God's going to do it in a hurry because that's the way he operates. He operates in a hurry. He's going to operate in a hurry. That's what he's going to do. He's going to do it in a hurry. Now, I want you to get ready for God to do something special for you. I want you to get ready to claim the healing that God got for you tonight. Now, I want to give you something. It might scare you, but I want you to listen, and I want you to take note because this is going to help you. And I'm going to say it again. I'm going to tell you again. If you got a handful of faith, and I give you a bucket of truth, you got to go what is true. You know, when you begin to read, I begin to see some things, but I got to bring it to you slowly. The God of the universe is going to give you something. We're going to hear from Dr. Ray Hagen, and he's one of my friends, and I love him because we discuss and debate things.
The income of the church would crumble. The power challenge the authority of the church. In other words, the veneration of canonized saints would be challenged. The so-called Virgin Mary would be challenged. And if you challenge her virgin birth, then it stands to follow then that you're going to challenge the credibility of this so-called virgin-born baby. They could not allow that. Y'all check this out. In 1515, what year did I just say? One more time, what year? In 1515, Pope Leo X, write it down, don't take my word for it. Pope Leo X in the year 1515 said these words. I quote him, "What prophet hath not this fable of Christ brought to us in the book?" Now, allow me to transliterate that. Here's what the man said. Look at how much money we've made from this tale about a figure that we created called Jesus Christ. Here we see one of the most powerful popes in the history of the Christian church confessing the truth. You see, the problem is that the masses of the people don't know the truth that Pope Leo X knew. The Christian faith was, I say it again, was the most influential belief system in the Western world for more than 1,000 years. But guess what, y'all? It ain't as healthy today as it was 100 years ago. And among black African people, it ain't as healthy today as it was 10 years ago. The reason for this is people are coming to realize the same truth that Pope Leo X spoke about. And thanks to liberation ministries and teachers, black African people are coming face to face with these hard, cold facts at a speed that has to be reckoned with. God has revealed to me that the light of right knowledge, I didn't say the light of knowledge, the light of right knowledge is getting brighter and brighter, and the level of faith that individuals supposedly have in this fabrication is diminishing, because each day the light of right knowledge gets brighter and brighter. This is why the demise of the Christian faith is taking place. You see, one of our out-of-state study group coordinators called me the other day and explained to me that people keep expressing their dissatisfaction and how unhappy they are in their church. We heard testimony this morning of a sister who said, I stopped going to church. You see, people, the program ain't working. ain't no growth. Our coordinator told me that even though people have said they don't want to go to that church, the dilemma is they keep holding on to Jesus. So I explained to her, I said, the reason for this, my sister, is because people have become bored with the powerless rituals that are practiced in church. Believe it or not, y'all, folks are getting tired of that piece of little piece of cracker. Not really understanding what it's about. People are getting tired of drinking a little tiny glass of Welch's grape juice. Not really understanding what it's about. You see, we have a generation of thinking people coming along. I explained to her, even though people are bored with the rituals, had one brother say to me, at least they can warm the water up. You gonna baptize me? Why you got to freeze me to death? Here we are in the 21st century and it's still got ice cold water in old-fashioned baptistry. People are tired of thinking now. What is that supposed to do? Go in the water, a crack at it. And you come out the water, a crack at it. What meaning is that? You're getting wet and your life has not changed. People are tired of these powerless rituals. Ooh. And then when people come to find out that the rituals are not based in what is real. It's not based in what is true. I said, what does a person do when they find out that communion, or what they call the Lord's Supper, was not instituted by a so-called Jesus? What does a person do when they come to understand that this ritual was actually an honor to Ptolemy the Fifth, the infamous nickname of Jupiter Hippos? See, I wasn't taught that growing up. I was taught that Jesus instituted it, but when I did my homework, Lord have mercy, come to find out that almost 2 centuries B.C., they have a coronation for a European pharaoh known as Ptolemy the Fifth, Epiphanes, and his nickname was Eucharistos, and that's where they got the word Eucharist from. At his coronation, they instituted a ritual of eating flesh and drinking blood. And the Roman Church carried that same ritual out in what's known today as the Mass. Or communion. Or look up the Rosetta Stone, write it down. The Rosetta Stone will be over. All of it right there from the Rosetta Stone. What does a person do when they come to realize that Barabbas and Jesus are the same person? Even though it's a fictionalized story, they taught us that the crowd stood outside and said, give us Barabbas. But they didn't tell you that Barabbas designated Barabbas. In Jewish custom, the prefix Bar means the son of. Abba means father. His first name was Jesus for Jesus. When you put it together, you got Jesus, the son of the father. What do you do when you find out that it's one and the same? So the people stood outside and said, give us Jesus, the son of the father. What does it do to a person when they come to realize that the so-called first man on this planet, who even all folks are called Adam, never historically existed? That doesn't have everything. When the beginning of your history starts with a fabricated individual, then you come to realize that the whole system you believed in is fabricated and it's a lie. What does it do to a person when they come to find out that the word Adam comes from the Hebrew word Adam, which simply means mankind in Hebrew, not in Swahili? To add insult to injury, what does it do to a person when they find out that what they thought was a unique, original, inspired writing is really nothing more than stolen, copied, plagiarized stories from much earlier accounts of other ancient cultural stories by thousands of years. I don't know if y'all remember hearing not too very long ago about this young man who broke in the Catholic Church not far from here. It was on the news. He broke in the Catholic Church. Now, that's the only reason why I made the news. If he had broken in a Baptist church, he wouldn't have made the news. If he had broken in a Presbyterian church, he wouldn't have made the news. But he broke in a Catholic church. And it made the news. And they said that he threw the Virgin Mary down the stairs. And defaced Jesus. Now, all that gold, he didn't steal nothing. He didn't do any other damage inside that Catholic church. The only thing he did is he broke into the church and threw the Virgin Mary down the stairs and defaced Jesus. Now, see, you may know, see, y'all, being a psychologist, I wonder why he did that. The demise of the Christian faith had already taken place in his mind. Maybe he came to realize that everything he was raised to believe was a lie. Who knows? He might have been an altar boy. He might have had to learn the catechism and go through all that training just to come to me. Or he might even listen to the On One Accord on Sunday morning. I don't know. Made him angry. We need to ask ourselves the questions. Just what is the Christian faith? Let me define for you what the Christian faith is. I'll get ready. Listen, y'all. I'm getting ready to say some stuff that even though many of you have been liberated, it's still going to hurt when I say it. You know why? Because like me, many of you, so much of your life into this program and the ramifications of such an attachment is still there for many of us. But as my brother said so well on the radio this morning, it's hard to other. Please understand. You believe in something because you don't know any better. Let me restate it for you another way. When knowledge is precious, you don't need to believe that I'm holding a cloth in my hand. You know I'm holding a cloth in my hand. But now, Jesus, when I show you my hand,